In the week after Pesach, in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to read Parshas Kedoshim. In Chutz La'aretz, they're going to read Parshas Acharei Mos. Let's see what we learned over Pesach and connect that to the Parshas of Acharei Mos and Kedoshim and see what we can take with us throughout the year. Now, there's a very bad, very shallow joke, which goes as follows. Jewish holidays can be summed up as, they tried to kill us, we won, let's eat. That's a very bad joke and very, very shallow. The Yom Tovim, and particularly Pesach, is jam-packed with meaning that we have to take with us the whole year. We tell the Chacham, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen. One of the last halachas is after Afikomen, we don't eat because we have to take the taste of Afikomen with us the rest of the night. Rav Nemezal explains we have to take the taste of the Afikomen and the lessons of Matzah and Pesach with us the entire year. So let's try to connect some of those lessons to the parashiyos. So the first parasha, Acharei Mos, mentions at the beginning, Acharei Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron. We discussed at length in Parasha Shmini. Nadav Aviu, on their tremendously lofty level, sinned. There's a big machlokes exactly what they did wrong, but many of the Perushim involve Gaiva, again, on their lofty level. And that's one of the lessons of Pesach. Chametz and Matzah have the same ingredients. It's the same flour and water. The Chametz is allowed to rise. He thinks he's bigger, and he thinks he's better. And Matzah teaches us to be humble, like the Matzah. Flour and water, don't think you're so big. Don't think that you're better than everybody else. The Psukim go on. The Pasuk tells us, Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim Losasu. Don't act like the evil Egyptians. They were very decadent. The Pasuk refers to Mitzrayim as Ervas Haaretz. It was a place full of Gili Arayas. And Pesach is Zman Cheruseinu. It's not only physical freedom, it's spiritual freedom, breaking free of the taivas of Mitzrayim. That same Pasuk continues. Hashem's taking us into Eretz Kenaan, ukamais to Eretz Kenaan, asher ani mevi etchem shama lo sasu. Don't act like the ways of the evil Canaanites. But the pasuk says, asher ani mevi etchem shama. Our schus, we are able to do. Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael the first time. Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael the second time. Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Into Eretz Yisrael now, our schus, our ability to stay in Eretz Yisrael against all odds, against 1.8 billion Arabs that would like to throw us into the sea, is all because Hashem runs the show. And that is perhaps the most important lesson of Pesach, is Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem runs the show. And that's what we see in the Pasuk. That is our ability to live in Eretz Yisrael against all odds. It's a miracle because Hashem allows us and wants us to be here. That same pasuk goes on to say, "Ubuchuko sehem lo selechu." When you're living amongst the goyim, don't act like the goyim. We all know the famous medrash that one of the schuyos that the Jews had to leave Mitzrayim, they didn't assimilate, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their mode of dress. When we're living with the goyim, we have to understand that we're different and we have to act differently. Even if it doesn't involve violation of specific mitzvahs, we have to be different and act different. And that's the opening line of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you, Prushim min Arayis, separate ourselves from illicit relations, as Rashi says, and the famous Ramban tells us, Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutalach, that sanctify ourselves even in those things that are mutter, even if something is not a technical prohibition, we have to be different and we have to act different. The main source of the Issa Lashon Hara comes from Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Seilech Rachel Bamecha, do not be a gossip peddler. And we've learned that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand why the Jews were suffering so terribly in Mitzrayim until he saw the Lashon Hara of Dasan Vaviram. And then he said, Ochein no da hadavar. Now I understand why the suffering is so terrible. Rashi brings down the Medrash because of the Isser Lashon Hara, whose source is in this week's Parsha. And last and certainly not least, in the beginning of the Parsha, we have Ish Imo v'Oviv Tirohu. We have a mitzvah of respecting our parents and fearing our parents or having awe of our parents. And that is based on Hakara Satov. The Chinuch tells us, We have to respect our parents, and through respecting our parents, we respect Hashem. One who doesn't respect his parents will not respect Hashem. That's one of the big ideas in Mitzrayim. Paro did not appreciate Yosef, and therefore, mi Hashem, who is Hashem? When we don't appreciate the people that help us, we don't appreciate Hashem, and this Yisod appears over and over throughout Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one of the most important lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to appreciate Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, bringing us to Har Sinai, and taking us as the chosen people. May we take the lessons of Pesach with us, have the taste of matzah and the taste of Pesach in our mouths for the entire year.